Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1304 in the writing. It's shir number 456. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos.
Okay, we started to talk about last year in reference to somebody goes to a simcha, sometimes in a restaurant, you have these little pieces of bread by the sink when you wash, and we went through some problems that it's best really not to use those and to, if possible, make the bracha on bread by your seat. Now, I just want to go through a few more issues which could come up, just we should be aware of it. So we previously spoke about the fact that many times at a simcha, like we said, bar mitzvah, wedding, whatever the case is, sometimes restaurant, there's small pieces of bread which are placed in a basket next to the sink. We spoke about the fact that there are quite a number of problems which could arise if one makes the hamotzi on these small pieces of bread. The number one problem is that the pieces are less than a kazayas. Those tiny little pieces are not a kazayas. I mean, if you're going to eat enough for a kazayas, it's going to be quite a few pieces. It could be done. Don't get me wrong. You know, somebody else also that could eat a lot of pieces. Yeah, you can eat a lot of pieces in conjunction with the halachas of eating bread, you know, but the problem is we want to look at the regular ideal situation. A person takes those little pieces and you know, they'll just very, very easily could be forgotten to eat more bread when they sit down by the table, all the good foods come or whatever the case is. So another problem which could come up is if one's hands are not completely dry. A lot of times when a person washes for bread, you have to make sure your hands are dry, you know, perfectly dry before you start making the mighty. We went through those halachas. How to work with it. You make the alnit heels while your hands are wet, and you have to make sure that they're dry before you start touching the bread and so on. Before you make the hamotzi. So if you're eating those little pieces of bread, one or two pieces by the sink, many times it comes up that your hands could still be wet and it's, you know, not such a simple thing. Usually when a person sits down by the table, they're drying their hands well. But right at the sink, you know, a person's rushing, whatever the case is. Now, you know, again, all the things we're talking about, if they could be done, you know, in conjunction with the small pieces, fine. But these are just, you know, things like, as they say in Yiddish, eitz tova. You know what I mean? It's a good idea to be aware of in conjunction with all these items. So another problem. So that's another problem, which is a person's hands has to be dry. Another problem is when one makes the hamotzi on the bread, it's important that they be sitting. It's important to be seated in order to have the right concentration. I just want to mention Agav Orcha also on the side that by benching you must sit. For benching one must sit, so that's a very important thing to keep in mind also. And when a person, especially not walking, that's nothing to talk about. And any bracha, one should be careful as much as possible not to be walking. But benching halachically, you have to sit. Okay, so that's a side thing. So now, making the hamotzi also, just plain and pashut for the concentration. When one makes the hamotzi, there's another halacha. One is supposed to hold on to the bread with all 10 fingers, okay? And you're also supposed to raise the bread at the time you recite the name, Hashem's name. So in other words, a person says, Baruch Atah Hashem, when they say Hashem's name, pick up the bread. You're supposed to pick up the bread. And you're supposed to hold it, you know, again, chatchila with all 10 fingers. If you have this little piece of bread, not so easy to do. You know, you have to take quite a number of pieces of bread and then remember to pick it up by Hashem's name, all by the sink. Other people are coming. Other people want to wash, you know, you're going to make a whole scene over there, so it's not going to work so easily. Again, if you go and sit down by your own place, right, so then you have your bilkala, whatever, your piece of bread, your bilkala, usually it's a bilkala, and you could do all the things the right way, holding on with the 10 fingers, raising it up with Hashem's, when it's by Hashem's name, making sure that your hands are dry, right? The hamotzi should be enunciated clearly. That's another thing brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch talks about one should pause momentarily between the words lechem and min. It's two mems over there, lechem and min. They should make a small pause to separate the words. Right? Again, if a person's rushing by the sink, you know, lechem min, I was rushing through the bracha, not concentrating, and flowing one word into another. So that's another issue which could come up. And again, people waiting online, and you're going to start making, you know, long brachas, this and that. It gets very complicated. So that's another problem. All of the above is hard. It's, like we said, it's hard to do with the pieces of bread by the sink and from that basket. So one should be aware and be careful. careful again, just real quickly, the Chazarovo, you want to say Lechem Min, make a small pause. He's supposed to hold it with 10 fingers. He's supposed to lift it up by Hashem's name. You have to make sure that your hands are dry when you're making the Moitzi. You should be sitting down, but concentrate on the Bracha when you're making it. And of course, most importantly, make sure that you have a full Kezayis, Bechtei Achilles Pras, under a 4-minute period. In case not, you have to make a Bracha on all the foods, and then you have to make an air for the bracha, and if somebody benches, all the brachas in benching would be levatola. So you have to be very, very careful with these inyanim. Thank you for listening. Aslochem bracha, kol tuv.